Tanofa Lava, this is Pacific Waves from RNZ Pacific. I'm Elisha Foon. Coming up.
Unfortunately, our sponsors happen to be Coca-Cola. We will discuss with them as to how we could reduce the branding maybe on the game.
We look at the impact of global food giants sponsoring sporting events in the Pacific. Also, the Tongan government responds to criticism from King Tupou VI over its operation of troubled Lulutai Airlines. And
there's been so many great boxing world champions from the past that never went to the Olympics, and they still became some of the greatest fighters in the world.
Find out why a decorated New Air boxer is heading to Russia instead of competing at the Paris Olympics. We begin with a new series investigating the influence of global food brands in the Pacific Islands. The director of Fiji's biggest sporting event has promised to drop the name and branding of its sponsor, Coca-Cola, for next year's 50th anniversary. Organisers of Coca-Cola Fiji Finals have been discussing how to limit branding of the sugary drink company from the athletic event, which has long been a staple for thousands of school students and their families. With a brand deal expiring next year, organisers have a chance to choose a different sponsor. I spoke with Fiji Secondary Schools Athletics Association Acting Secretary, who is also the 2024 Coca-Cola Games Competition Director, Bill Colati.
Coca-Cola Game came into existence as a game, started off in 1975, but unofficially, we have big plans for next year since we are turning 50. So come next year, you might not be able to see anything called Coke, because we will now call it the Fiji Finals. So that's some of the things that we will change. One of the things that we will need to change is the brands on everything that we use. We will ask them politely, because there's nothing binding. When I came into the system, into the school system, this game was already there, and it has been growing from strength to strength. Fiji is such a small country that to run this kind of game, you will need a good sponsor. Our contract with the Coca-Cola company comes to an end next year. After next year, we will have to sit and decide. Coca-Cola is so flexible that that they have agreed that we call our game the name of the game that we all know, which is the Fiji Finals. If we are able to get another company to support us in the way that this current sponsor is supporting us, then we will consider moving, because right now, as you've alluded to, we understand the impact of what can happen, and that is something that is also understood by the sponsor themselves. And we've had discussions on that, and one of the steps that we have taken is to go back to the original name of the game and call it the Fiji Finals. We have come to such a time now where we've now discovered that sugary drinks are not appropriate for kids. So maybe we are now going to decide to move in another direction. But then, as I've said, we will have to look at other companies that are available in Fiji. And unfortunately, we don't have that luxury like other countries in the world, where they can be easily taken up by some other big companies. Yeah, so that would be a challenge to us. This association is run purely by teachers, and we only do this on voluntary basis. Only when we are free, then we attend to this game and the logistics of the game. It will be difficult to run the game without a sponsor.
You talked about the impacts. What are the impacts? What discussions have you been having about sugary drinks influencing young people and the psychology behind the sponsorship?
From the studies conducted, I think there are parts of the world that have already proven that sugary drinks have negative effects on people. We would be surprised. I mean, happy to also get data on But as you know, the whole country is moving towards a healthy diet. And that is the first reason why we wanted to call our games the Fiji Finals now is because of that. And next year, as I've said, next year, this sponsorship is coming to an end. And that's when we will sit and decide. And who knows, maybe we could be just asking Coke that now we will have to leave and move on. But as I've said, this game with a history, we will need something that can keep this game alive and maybe continue into the future.
So Fiji Finals is going to be the new name for the Coca-Cola Games. If Coca-Cola does stay on and there are no other sponsors that come forward or no other companies that are able to sponsor the Fiji Finals for the 50th anniversary next year, would you still allow the sponsorship to happen but take away the name from the title as well as any kind of Coca-Cola branding on giant checks that are given to some players that win and on trophies and medals and that sort of thing?
If we were to break ties with our sponsors like next year, then of course we're going to start from zero again and start looking for sponsors. Unfortunately, our sponsors happen to be Coca-Cola. We will discuss with them as to how we could reduce the branding maybe on the game. If we're given another safer brand, which can replace this company, then of course we are going to start considering that. It would be fair to say that all these changes should be happening by next year, because we have just started the process of this negotiation this year.
Next episode, we hear from a leading Pacific health expert who says it's unacceptable for big brands to still be sponsoring sporting events in 2024. The Tongan government has responded to criticism from King Tupou VI over its operation of troubled Lulutai Airlines. The government airline has been dogged with mechanical issues since its inception under the previous government. The king had questioned finances around the airline and suggested the government shouldn't be operating such a business. The Prime Minister Huakava Meliku Siosi Sovalini says the government would continue to operate Lulutai but would seek a buyer. Don Wiseman spoke with aviation engineer Tevitu Palu, who previously operated Rail Tonga Airlines, and asked him if he was interested in linking up with Lulutai.
We need to treat it and look at the safety concerns and the status of state safety of air transportation. We also need to look at the economics of the operation and the viability. You know, we need to relook at the focus on the customer needs and what's there to benefit the public air transportation. So I'm in support of any development moving forward to support the decision moving forward in order to achieve what's beneficial for Tonga.
Well, travel to the outer islands is of critical importance for both Tongans and for tourists, isn't it? But it's been highly compromised by issues with the Lulutai planes. And you, in your role as an aircraft engineer, you're very familiar with some of the issues. If the government is looking for a partner, it's talking about continuing to operate Lulutai, but we'll look for a partner. Could that partner be you? Could you resurrect Rail Tonga and join up?
Well, the reality is Rail Tonga and Palu Aviation have approached government in many occasions. In fact, way back to beginning of the COVID, we asked for opportunities to go into partnership, combine resources to strengthen the airline service in Tonga moving forward. But I operated Rail Tonga for 7 years alone with no support with outside. We didn't have the benefit of, you know, as a government partnership at that time. We had difficulties at that time as well. But at the time, I requested the government at the time to become partnership, but that never happened. So the questions you ask, whether we are interested, it is my interest. Aviation is my passion. In fact, we continue to provide all the aviation services we can. We're supporting Air New Zealand, Fiji Airways, Qantas, Virgin Australia with their maintenance. We also try to support Lulu Thai as well. In fact, I sent a recent another request to current government, to the Prime Minister in particular, and offer our service in partnership. We haven't heard any response for that request.
Well, now that the Prime Minister has said publicly that he's looking for partners, you'd expect him perhaps to get back in touch.
I'm hopeful. I wish they will consider our request, but as I said, it has been, we requested in several occasions. So, we do look forward. We welcome a way forward. We have some strength we can contribute to support the air transportation in whatever form suitable and workable for all parties.
The King complained in the speech from the throne at the end of the last parliamentary session that the government shouldn't be involved in running an airline. What's your view on that?
I think it can be difficult at times to regulate and also operate an airline. The reality, if you look at New Zealand government in particular, very similar to Fiji and Australia, that the airline is operated by independent bodies, separate from the regulators. It's kind of different in Tonga for some time. So somehow the government should be involved. It's good to have government support, but to operate the airline, I don't agree with that.
So there needs to be some degree of independence.
That's correct.
A Nuer boxer based in Aotearoa is heading to Russia to compete in the 2024 World Friendship Games, seen as the potential rival to the Paris Olympics. Commonwealth bronze and Pacific Games gold medalist Duncan Tutakitoa-Williams is heading to Russia instead after finding out Nuer was excluded from the Olympics because, like many other smaller nations, it does not have a recognised National Olympic Committee. Lydia Lewis spoke with Duncan Tutakitoa-Williams about the struggle small nations like Niue have when they're competing at the Olympics.
Me not being able to go to the Olympic Games, Russia are hosting these World Friendship Games as like a better option than the Olympics. Whereas, see how there's countries, certain countries that can't compete in the Olympics. It's more political rather than just making them mainly more for athletes. That's what the World Friendship Games is for. It's for all athletes and all countries. Anyone can compete, and it's more beneficial for athletes too. Whereas you don't win money prizes for winning a medal at the Olympic Games. Whereas in Russia, you can.
Should they be doing something about this?
Yeah, I think they could do something about it. But I think where the Olympics should be about showcasing like athletic skills, they'd rather show more of like political power, whereas the World Friendship Games in Russia would be more based around showcasing athletic skills and not worrying about the political things.
If something does change in the future, would you like to get to the Olympics?
So I would have loved to have gone, but like, man, that would have been great too, but then I just think of it like this, like there's been so many great boxing world champions from the past that never went to the Olympics and they still became some of the greatest fighters in the world. So I just take it as that.
It sounds like you've had to grow a lot throughout this process to process these things.
Yeah, definitely, because it's like you just have all these dreams and goals, and then you get told that there's no way of it happening. So then it's like, damn, what do you do? You just gotta keep it moving.
What's your message to other young athletes facing similar problems?
To never give up. Like, think about why you started, and then think about where you might end up if you give up. But you don't even want to think about giving up. Even though you might be faced with challenges, you can always find another way. And then you just keep on moving, keep progressing, find a way, adapt, and then just never give up. Keep going and going.
What can people do to support you on your journey?
If there's anybody out there, like anyone that wants to sponsor me, donate to me, there is a link in my Instagram bio, my Facebook bio, my TikTok bio. Just click on the link and then you can you can find it, all the details you need to.
Two Fijian-born actors were welcomed home for the grand premiere of Stranded Pearl in Fiji. The adventure rom-com, which was shot in the Cook Islands, features a stellar cast of Pacifica and international talent. Kuroi Hawkins has more.
A team of five cast and crew travelled through Suva, Lambasa, Nandi and Lautoka and attended meet and greets at premiere events throughout Fiji. Lead actor and producer Anandu Naidu was touched by the warm response from the local community.
I feel proud. I feel proud that they felt that as a Fijian, I've done them justice. That's all I want. They were blown away and so was I, you know, by the reaction.
Appearing in the film as a police detective was Jagdish Punja. He shared the moment sitting in the audience with his parents and says the feedback he's received from family and friends has been incredibly uplifting.
The response was overwhelming. The audience loved the movie. They were not able to figure out what's going to happen in the end, you know, and that was the important part. And today they're encouraging us about our next movie.
The second male lead, Australian Robert Reitano, says the week in Fiji sharing the film was a rewarding experience.
How could you not enjoy such a beautiful island? We all got to connect together while we filmed. Now here we are a few years later, hanging out, promoting the film, really bonding. It's that reward of your hard work well done. We do it for the joy of our audience.
The Stranded Pearl is out now in Damoda and Life Cinemas across Fiji, and the team are looking forward to the film touring New Zealand next month.
That's Pacific Waves for today. To listen back, head over to rnzi.com/programs. We're also on Spotify, Apple and iHeartRadio. From myself and the RNZ Pacific team, Tōwhā soifua.